Friday. Do you know, all day yesterday I kept meaning to do some kind of audio recording. Not because I knew it was Audio Bloggers Month this June. Just because I felt I hadn't done anything for ages and had so much to share. And today, day two, I'll probably do two in an attempt to catch up. I'd like to do some more audio blogging this month, but I've forgotten about everything I wanted to say. I'm in the garden at the moment, after a hectic week filled with fun and frolics. Mostly fun and frolics. There has been a chunk of work as well. Obviously, email being the bane of everybody's life. But I've just started building a fire in the garden. I'm waiting for Adrian, I nearly said Adriachin, who's Utogin photo on Twitter. And maybe Dave, Leica23 on Twitter. May pop over as well with beers, hopefully, or they're drinking spirits, because that's pretty much all I've got in the house, although I've found a bottle of wine. I mean, I've got some other bottles of wine, but you know, for a Friday night, I was saving them for, you know, someone's present or something special. Not saying that Dave or Adrian don't appreciate good wine, but I mean, I don't know. I've just cracked open a bottle of something called Suffolk Springer. The dog is panting because she's... Suffolk Springer is from the Green King Brewery. And it's a dark ale. Really quite nice. Bit strong for a starting beer at 6%, but thirsty and I need it. It's just gone 6 o'clock p.m. And we've been for a dog walk. I wrote my newsletter, which always takes a huge chunk of the day. And I don't know if anybody appreciates it, but I know I put a shed load, mostly when I'm in my shed in particular, shed load of work into it. And then I put it out there and hundreds of people do read it, it appears from the stats. But, you know, I get a lot of email as well. And it's hard just to see email as email. But I get some really interesting feedbacks occasionally off the back of it. Continuing stories I may have hinted towards, or teaching me something new, or sharing of appreciation of certain articles that I might have covered. But I've just ignored the news pretty much all week. So it was very much I did this and I did that. And then obviously Trump did the thing. Did the thing regarding the climate agreement, and oh, you just can't avoid that. There was a rumble. There was a rumble within Mother Nature, as if she was saying, right, we're going to play it like that, are we? I'll show you. And I commented on, you know, if we're not in fear of him pushing a button and ending us swiftly, there's going to be a slow and long. I'm so lazy, I'm mashing up my words. A slow, long demise as the climate gradually beats us into submission with its floods and hurricanes and whatever else climate change will bring this human forsaken planet. Anyway, on a lighter note, we're going to sit around the fire in a tribal kind of way and have a discussion about whatever takes our fancy, possibly the resistance. Who knows? But wherever you are, I hope you're having a lovely Friday. Maybe I'll try and get the guys to do some audio into the phone and onto the interwebs later on after a few beers. Could get messy. See how it goes.